Just before 6 a.m., the veterans begin to pass through security, get their photo taken, and make their way through the coffee and donut line.
It's got 14 million calories in it.
I don't care. I took all the calories out.
Is that right?
Then they settle in near the gate with the other vets and their guardians. These are family members or other volunteers who travel alongside the veterans. Richard Hatlett, who served in the Army during World War II, sits in a wheelchair next to his daughter, Lisa.
She said I had to go. So that's why I'm here.
A friend of mine took her dad last fall, and she shared pictures and talked about what a meaningful experience it was for them. And I've asked him a couple times over the years, and he really didn't care to go, but I showed some of the pictures to him, and it just clicked, and we said, you know, if we're going to do it, we need to get it done.
Hatlett is one of just three World War II vets on the trip. 16 million soldiers served in the war, but just under 700,000 are still alive today. They have first priority to travel on the honor flights.
I just think it'll be a good, meaningful experience for the two of us to share together. When I was a kid, he didn't talk about his time in the war or in the Army.
For years, I never talked about it anyway, because it wasn't the best days of my life. Most people don't know what you're talking about. They weren't there.
Many of the veterans haven't opened up to their families about their time in the service. As they'll tell you, they did their duty and there's not much else to talk about. And Hatlett was far from the only one that took some convincing to go on the honor flight. Robert Miller encouraged his father, George, a Korean War veteran, to go together.
His grandson, my son, is active duty Air Force, returned from an 8-month deployment in Kuwait. And we had a hero's welcome for him here. So that kind of got my mind thinking about getting him on an honor flight.
This will be George's first time seeing the Korean War Memorial, at least in person.
Oh, yeah, I got the book. They gave me the book when I went with him to the orientation a couple of weeks ago.
The Korean War Memorial is made up of 19 statues of soldiers trekking through bushes. The troops wear ponchos to represent the cold Korean winds, and their haunting faces show the toll of the harsh conditions. Miller says seeing it in person will make him
teary.
It's very emotional.
Yeah.
I've been to the mall a number of times, and it's very emotional.
It's an emotional and fast-paced day for all the veterans. As the plane pulls up to the gate in D.C., it drives between two fire trucks for a water cannon salute.
There it goes!
And as soon as the vets step off the plane, they're greeted with applause and cheers from soldiers and supporters the entire way to the buses. It's a warm reception, reminiscent of the patriotic crowds welcoming home soldiers after World War II and the Korean War. But this greeting is foreign to the veterans who served in Vietnam.
The people that come up and shake your hands and want to take your picture and stuff simply because you're a veteran, that didn't happen 40 years ago.
My mom and dad were glad to see me, but from there on it was kind of downhill.
You just came back just another person. Nobody really cared. Nobody met you other than your family. That was it.
We got spit at to be truthful with you. When I come back out of Vietnam, I come off an airplane, and people would step aside on the concourse and turn their back on you until you walk by.
Mike Campbell was in the infantry in Vietnam from ages 19 to 21. He earned a Purple Heart after suffering a gunshot wound to the head and a Bronze Star for capturing 4 North Vietnamese. But he wasn't celebrated when he got back.
When I first came back, all the people wanted to throw rotten eggs at us, and I really didn't want nothing to do with them. Today, there were young kids just getting ready to graduate of high school, and they talked to me today. They shook my hand, and that makes you feel good.
Several Vietnam vets said they signed up for the honor flight right away when the flights were first made available to them last November. That's in contrast to the veterans of previous wars who had to be talked into it. Everywhere the veterans went, people stopped to thank them for their service and asked for pictures. The largest crowd of the day welcomed the veterans home at the Quad City Airport. Hundreds and hundreds of people formed a path for the veterans and their guardians, shaking hands, giving hugs and kisses and pats on the back. I'm Lacey Scarmana.
It's unreal.